Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson with this review of the year's top political stories. In April, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds announced she would not seek re-election in 2026.
It's time to step back and pass that baton to the next person to step in.
In May, State Auditor Rob Sand, the only Democrat currently serving in statewide office, made it official and kicked off his campaign for governor.
This state really needs a new direction. I think that most Iowans agree with that.
By the end of November, five Republicans had announced they are running for governor, including Congressman Randy Feenstra.
Washington isn't me. I want to be together with you. I want to be right here fighting and taking this state to new heights.
Zach Lane of Belle Plaine is a businessman and farmer.
I'm my own biggest donor in this campaign, and I'm here to tell you right now, I will not and I cannot be bought.
Three pastors are in the GOP race for governor. Adam Steen is a former state agency director.
I am the faith guy. I'm a Jesus guy. I'm a Make America Great Again guy.
Republican Representative Eddie Anders of Johnson and former Iowa House member Brad Sherman of Williamsburg are also campaigning for governor. In September, Republican Joni Ernst announced she would not run for a third term in the U.S. Senate. Ernst cited her 2016 campaign pledge to serve no more than 12 years as a senator.
We are all dispensable. I think people need to understand that. Whoever follows me will do an outstanding job.
President Trump quickly endorsed Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson's bid for the U.S. Senate.
We're embarking on a journey to continue fighting alongside President Trump to transform the America First agenda into our America First future.
Three Democrats are running for the U.S. Senate. State Representative Josh Turek of Council Bluffs is a two-time gold medalist in the Paralympics.
I have got the grit to go out and talk about the kitchen table issues that actually matter.
Zach Walls of Coralville is a state senator.
I decided to run because Iowans are working hard but aren't getting ahead.
And Nathan Sage of Indianola is a Marine veteran.
The people that are doing all they can to make this country run, and all they get out of it is trying to survive instead of thriving.
Two major laws took effect this year. Governor Kim Reynolds backed making it illegal for motorists to handle a cell phone while driving. Another law requires all schools to ban students from using their cell phones during class.
It's a great example of how we can come together to support simple, common sense solutions that can make an overwhelmingly positive difference.
Reynolds vetoed a bill that would have established new guidelines that could have blocked construction of the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline. Ethanol advocates praised the governor's veto, but some fellow Republicans, like Representative Bobby Kaufman, harshly criticized it.
Kim Reynolds has failed the state of Iowa, and her legacy is now spitting in the face of landowners.
Check out RadioIowa.com to hear more about the top news and sports stories of 2025. For Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.